Ready to dive into something pretty cool with me today? We're talking a NASA, and they're calling it an Artverse.
Yeah, Artverse. Catchy, right? But it is more than just a cool name. We're talking a digital space, like imagine physical galleries with virtual twins.
And artists, they've got this unlimited wall space they talk about.
And everyone, art lovers from everywhere, connecting, no borders.
So basically, it's like a digital art gallery, a marketplace, and an online community all kind of rolled into one, right?
Exactly.
We're going to be diving into, what a NASA offers for artists, for galleries, for collectors,
Absolutely.
especially if you're, curious at all about what the future of art looks like.
Yeah, the intersection of art and tech, definitely a hot topic.
Absolutely. And how to maybe buy and sell art in new ways or just experience it, really.
Exactly. And the great thing about Anasia, it doesn't matter if you're an artist, a gallery owner, a collector.
Right. Anyone.
It's designed to be user-friendly, accessible to
And
everyone.
that's what's so fascinating to me. It's not just focused on one little part of the art world. This is like the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, the big picture.
But I think for today's deep dive, let's start with the artists because, I mean, looking at this material, this platform could be huge for them, don't you think?
Oh, game changer potential for sure. Think about it. Right now, artists are stuck with the limitations of physical galleries.
Right. Limited space.
It's hard to reach a global audience, it's expensive.
Yeah, if you can even get in.
Exactly. And Anasia just flips that all on its
It's
head.
like poof, no more expensive gallery rentals, no more like these physical limitations on space.
You can showcase as much as you want
Exactly. Go crazy.
and potentially reach thousands of new buyers, collectors all over the world.
Right. I mean, from literally all corners of the globe, it's amazing.
And it's not just showcasing your work. There's AI assistance, they call it. Get this, Frida.
Frida. Okay, that's kind of cute.
Right, like Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, I get it.
So Frida helps with, writing articles,
Oh,
even.
wow. So, like, content creation.
Yeah, social media stuff, even keeping up with art world trends.
So, it's like having a, what do they call those, a virtual assistant?
Exactly, for your art career, can you imagine?
I mean, that's kind of amazing. But okay, now I have to ask, what about NFTs?
I was just about to say,
Because everyone's talking about those.
everyone.
And Anasia has that covered too, right?
Oh, yeah, they have automated minting tools, smart contracts, the whole deal.
So, they're making it easy for artists.
Exactly, especially artists who maybe aren't, super tech savvy.
Right, because NFTs can get kind of complicated.
Very.
Okay, so this is like a whole shift in how artists manage their careers
Yeah.
from creating to showing to
The
selling.
whole nine yards?
But what about the galleries? Are they like being left behind in this art verse?
No, not at all. They've got some great tools too. One of the coolest things is this digital twin thing they're doing.
Okay, now what is this digital twin business?
So picture this, you're at home on your computer, and you can step inside a perfect digital replica of a real gallery.
Well, so you can like walk through it.
Yeah, experience the whole atmosphere, curated everything, but you're, on your couch.
Anywhere in the world, right?
Exactly. Global accessibility. It's pretty amazing.
And they're offering this digital twin thing for like a starting price of $1,000.
Which, yeah, might seem a bit steep.
At first.
But
I
then you
mean,
think about it, you're reaching the whole world.
24/7, no closing time.
Suddenly it's like, not a bad deal.
Right. Definitely makes you think, like, what does this mean for actual physical galleries going forward?
Yeah, what's the future there?
Because, I mean, okay, I love walking through a gallery, but I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it's a trek.
Yeah, and nothing can truly replace standing in front of a masterpiece, for sure.
But this could be a good, like, bridge for some people.
Definitely. And it's not about replacing, it's about possibilities.
Exactly.
Now galleries can have like multiple exhibitions going on at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
They can experiment with the whole like digital art sales thing.
Yeah, that's blowing up.
Huge. And of course, connecting with that global audience we were talking about.
Yeah, make those connections.
And that's really key because expanding access, that's central to what Anasa is all about.
I mean, they literally use the phrase democratizing the art market, right?
They do, and it's even in their name, did you notice?
No, tell him.
Each letter in Anasia, it represents one of the seven continents.
Whoa, get out.
It's true. So it's like global vision baked right in.
Okay, that is so cool. I love when companies do stuff like that.
It's the little things, right?
But, okay, on a more serious note, what does this democratization actually look like? Like, in the real world, is this really going to change things?
That's the big question. I mean, on the one hand, you've got people in remote areas, right? Or people who just don't have access to major galleries.
Sure, not everyone lives near a big city.
Exactly, and now they can have that experience, like almost like being there.
Imagine like a young artist in, I don't know, rural America, and they can suddenly walk through the Louvre.
Right, or the Met, or any of them.
I mean, that's amazing, the opportunities.
Huge but, and there's always a but, right?
There's got to be another side.
There is, because the art world, it thrives on connection, like real personal connection.
For sure, like standing there looking at a piece.
Feeling that presence.
You can't replicate that.
Exactly. So the question is, can any platform really bridge that gap?
It makes you wonder, like, can technology ever really replace that feeling?
It's a tough one. VR, maybe. It's getting pretty good.
Yeah, imagine put on a headset and boom, you're in the middle of Art Basel.
Exactly. Now that would be immersive.
And I guess that ties into the whole democratization thing, right? Because it's not just about geography.
Right. It's about breaking down those barriers.
It's lost exclusivity.
All of it. Making art accessible to everyone, not just the elite.
Okay, so how does that actually work business-wise? Like, what's the model here?
Good question. Because, you know, they've got different subscription tiers, it seems like.
So for artists, it's like a monthly fee.
Probably to maintain their 3D gallery space, I'd imagine.
In galleries, maybe there's like a premium package for the digital twin?
Right, something like that. So it's a bit of a hybrid, you know, traditional gallery model meets online platform.
Kind of like a, I don't know, Etsy or Shopify, but for the art world.
Exactly. Familiar concepts, but with this whole new tech layer on top.
And the potential is huge, right? Especially for artists who mm-hmm. could potentially make more money, have more control.
No more big gallery commissions.
Exactly. It's pretty exciting when you think about it. And then there's the collectors. We can't forget about them. How does Anasia fit into their world?
Well, just imagine you're a collector, right? But you live in, say, a small town.
Where there aren't a lot of galleries.
Exactly. But now you can browse and buy art from anywhere.
Oh, wow. So you could have like a piece from Japan, one from Brazil.
All in your digital collection.
That's wild. It's like having a global art fair at your fingertips.
Exactly. And because they've got the whole NFT thing integrated, you can explore that whole world too.
Which is still so new and confusing to a lot of people.
It is, but Anasia makes it approachable.
That seems to be their thing.
Making art accessible, remember.
Oh, right. Of course.
It's all connected.
But with all this talk about digital galleries and the metaverse, what about the social aspect?
Ah, good point. Because art isn't just about transactions, it's about people.
Yeah, the energy of an opening night.
Those conversations, the connections you make.
Right, like even just bumping into someone at a gallery and talking about a piece you both love.
Exactly, those moments are special.
So can you even recreate that online?
Well, that's what Anas is trying to figure out, and it seems like they're putting a lot of effort into it.
I mean, they're going all out on the whole social media thing, right?
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's like, Anasia, follow us here, here, and here.
They're not being shy about it, that's for sure. But I think it makes sense.
It does. Yeah. Because, like we were saying, the art world, it's social. It's about the community.
Exactly.
So how are they, like, actually building that community online? What's the strategy?
Well, they're really leaning into features that allow for, like, real interaction, not just, you know, passive scrolling.
Oh, so less, like, just looking at art, more like doing stuff together.
Exactly. So think virtual exhibition openings.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. Online artist talks. They even mentioned curated forums.
So you can like chat with people.
Yeah. Talk about art, debate the latest trends, all that.
I mean, that's smart because it's not like they can just replicate, you know, walking up to someone at a gallery.
Exactly. They have to create something new.
A whole new way to be social around art. It's kind of exciting.
It is. And it brings us back to the whole artverse concept.
Because it's more than just buying and selling.
It's about fostering this, like, global community of art lovers.
No matter where you are, no matter your background, it's about the art.
Exactly. And that's a powerful idea.
It is. But, okay, be honest. Do you think it'll actually work?
The million-dollar question, right? Like with anything new, there are going to be challenges.
For sure. Like what?
Well, making sure it's truly inclusive, for one, that artists from all backgrounds feel welcome and supported.
That's so important.
And then there's the whole digital divide thing, making sure everyone has access.
Right. Not everyone has high-speed internet.
Exactly. And of course, the environmental impact of all this technology, we can't forget about that.
So many things to consider. It's not just as simple as, oh, let's all go digital.
No, it's complex, but ultimately, I think the success of Anasia or any platform like it comes down to one thing.
What's that?
the people.
The artists, the collectors, all of us.
Exactly. We'll decide if this art verse is something we want, something we'll support.
So for everyone listening, anyone who's, you know, intrigued by this whole Anasia thing.
And what it represents, for sure.
We want to leave you with a thought, something to chew on.
Because this is bigger than just one platform. It's about the future of art, really.
How do you think platforms like this, or even technologies we haven't even dreamed up yet, how are they going to change your relationship with art?
Are you going to jump in headfirst, be an early adopter? Or are you more of a wait and see kind of person?
Maybe you're even out there creating the next big thing. Who knows?
The point is, the art world is changing right in front of our eyes.
And Anasia, they're just the tip of the iceberg.
A glimpse into a future where art is more accessible, more interconnected, maybe even, dare I say, more democratic.
It's an exciting time to be an art lover, that's for sure. So
keep exploring, keep creating, and most importantly,
keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. See you next time.